USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the immigration crisis at the southern border is made worse by existing laws.
We have them because the law incentivizes criminals to bring children up and use those criminals to get people into our country.
He said he thought Congress would approve humanitarian aid.
I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says detained immigrant kids have turned into pawns.
These children did not commit a crime. These children pose no threat to people here in the United States of America, and yet they are locked up for weeks, for months.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed White House counselor Kellyanne Conway. She didn't show up to a hearing for violating the Hatch Act 10 different times. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Before leaving to Japan for the G20 summit, President Trump spoke on Fox. USA's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
The president's repeatedly attacked the Fed chairman Jerome Powell for raising interest rates, and the president was once again attacking him in that interview.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
In that call into the Fox Business Network, he also said any war with Iran would not be a very long one, and he says of news that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, will testify before two House committees.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction, no collusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tonight is the first of two Democratic candidate debates in Miami. 10 of them will appear tonight, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. Each of them has just 60 seconds to answer and 30 seconds to follow up. Tomorrow night will feature Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Eric Swalwell. An Earth observation satellite spotted a rocket leaving our planet early on Tuesday morning. The GOES East Weather Satellite, which orbits at an altitude of 22,300 miles, captured several pictures of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket streaking into the heavens from Florida's Space Coast. The heat signature of the huge, fast-moving rocket is clearly visible in the images from the satellite, which sees our planet in visible and infrared light. The Falcon Heavy ended up delivering 24 satellites to a variety of orbits over the course of multiple hours, successfully completing a complicated mission that SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk called the company's toughest ever. The launch was the first heavy mission for the U.S. military. It was organized via the Air Force's Space Test Program and the third flight for the huge rocket overall. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.